This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Come in. Put the kettle on. Let's catch up. Over some Milo.
Hello, you are listening to Over Some Milo. I'm Simea.
I'm Emma.
And I'm Krishna.
And we're back here with, I think, 40% more motivation. Well, me personally, I'm 40% more motivated to be excited.
And I don't think I've been with the both of you together in, like, over a month.
Exactly. That's why I'm like, this is, the band's back together.
We're so back.
Yeah, we're so back for 2 months before you never hear from us again because we're all going to different unis and,
Oh my God, don't do that.
Yeah. So, anyway, while we're at school, I feel like term three is the time where people do anything but their work in class.
Yeah, all my classes are mixed up because I do different, like, I do work in the wrong classes.
Yeah, real.
Like, I do drama and classics, and I do classics and textiles, and I do textiles and media, and then I don't do media.
Yes, one has to be cancelled out, but that's none of my business, you know? Gotta do what you gotta do.
I'm doing calc and calc, nothing in English.
Yep.
Real.
Sleeping in history.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was me. Did you see me, like, go to sleep?
Yeah. Netflix and accounting on the side.
On the side is so real.
And what else do I have? Oh, chemistry, because I don't have a choice.
You guys have such nice, cool subjects. I am confused in calculus.
Oh my God, same!
Yeah, perfect. Waste time in English. Cry in chemistry. Netflix on the side in physics. And I haven't been to biology in quite some time. Well, I haven't been to school in quite some time.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah.
It's,
fair enough.
I shouldn't have come to school today. I'm so tired.
Yeah.
But I will barely be here next week.
I just didn't want to go to school today, but I had to.
You know, sometimes when you don't want to go to school and you go to school, but you feel like you haven't gone because, like, in your mind you had manifested you weren't there, like, am I the only one who's crazy and insane like that?
No, I felt that today.
Yeah.
Because I did nothing.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like I'm going for the attendance and to, what's the word? Gaslight myself into thinking I'm studying.
Yeah.
And gaslight our parents to thinking we are studying.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, no, I went to school. What do you mean?
Yeah.
Did I learn anything?
No.
Not really.
No. Oh my God, my stomach.
Okay. These high-tech mics are going to pick up the gurgling. But we were just talking. Emma, what did you do during textiles today?
I was painting stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did notes for drama. That's literally
it. I thought you watched.
Oh, that's... No, I watched it in study.
Oh,
my bad.
Perfect.
I watched The Summer I Turned Pretty. That was the other day that I watched it in textiles because I had nothing to do.
What do you write for drama?
Okay.
I don't know.
Because I'm doing research and, like, into theory stuff for my devised piece. That's a different conversation. Anyway.
Okay.
But when when I'm sewing in textiles, that's when I watch The Summer I Turned Pretty. What is up with this mic? Okay. We're back.
But The Summer I Turned Pretty.
Oh my God, I can't. It's so...
I get mad every episode.
What's the most pressing thing about it to you? Wait, is this spoilers, I think?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Spoilers ahead. If you're on the internet in any way, you probably would have seen things.
Yeah, that's me right now.
Yeah.
What's the most pressing thing about it?
I get mad whenever I see Jeremiah's face.
Oh my God, that ring! That bloody ring!
That I'm ring that so I can't even see. She said, I'm going to marry Jeremiah, and puts up her hand. Girl, I can't see anything.
What was that lip movement in her mouth when she was showing that ring?
Yeah, she was like, was so determined.
I just don't know.
I'm so mad. That episode made me so mad because it's like, why are they so determined to get married immediately? Like, you can be engaged for as long as you want. My parents were for, like, 5 years.
Does she want to pick up Jeremiah's debt or something? Because I don't really understand what's going on.
Oh, my God. Like, why is it so quick?
She's saying no to Paris for a marriage.
Yes, and the way that he immediately was like, yeah, I'm glad you're not going too. I'm sorry, what?
get out.
Conrad would never. Conrad would be booking the flight for her.
Conrad would drop her under the Eiffel Tower and return.
That is disgusting.
He would fly. But like she was like, I don't think I'm going to go because I just want to be here with you and be married together.
He's going to be here forever, girl.
And then he was like, yeah, I'm glad you're not going.
Okay.
If a guy ever said that to me, I'd beat him up because I was like, do you really love me? Do you know me at all?
And, like, Bally's mum was paying for everyone's dinner. He ordered the most expensive...
He ordered exactly what his dad ordered.
And then Conrad was so nice, he ordered the cheapest one because he knew that someone else was paying.
Exactly.
What a good man.
Yeah.
We're talking about this last week.
We're just repeating ourselves now.
That's just, like, respect, I think.
Yeah.
Yes, like the decency. But, okay, we've got to talk about the newest episode. We've got to move on to new material.
Okay.
Yes,
instead
of
repeating last week's conversation.
Oh, I'm sorry. I did not listen to last week's
conversation. That's okay.
I can rant about this for so long.
The way that Conrad was, like... Like, he was... Like, when she was crying...
Oh, my God!
About her mom, because her mom didn't want to, like, doesn't support the wedding at all, wouldn't go wedding dress shopping with her, which I, like, understand Laura's position, like, entirely. Like, I get it. I also think this is ridiculous. But, like, if Bella's so determined, you have to accept her, otherwise you won't have a daughter anymore, you know?
Yeah.
Like, are you going
that's kind of true.
Give up your relationship because she wants to get married?
Mm.
Like, come on. But then the way that Conrad was, like, in the doorway and he just, like leant on the
door. Oh, my God,
And the hug at the end.
And then he's... What did he say? Oh, my God. This was a mistake?
No, what was he? What did he say? It was like, oh, I've done it now. It's like, something. Whatever he said at the end.
I shouldn't have done this.
Yeah, something like that.
He said, what have I done?
Yes!
What have I done?
Oh, my God.
Thanks, Samaya.
You're welcome.
Because, okay, so he stayed because Bally was crying and obviously giving her company. But he made
everything.
Homemade muffins for her to cheer her up.
Next episode has to be his POV. We need to see him and his therapist and him going, yeah, they're engaged. And his therapist just like, what? That's what I need to
see. Everything about this is crazy work.
Crazy work.
So here's my...
Let's go.
Yeah. I haven't seen a single episode of this damn show.
Neither.
But I've seen enough reels and TikToks and memes, and I've been on the internet. My screen time is a little too high, I'd say.
Yeah.
So I know what's going on. Safe to say I know what's going on.
Yeah.
But this is... I just don't... People are like, are you team Jeremiah? Are you team Conrad?
I'm team Belly date someone outside the family for once.
I'm team Staler.
I'm team Belly stay single for maybe minimum 2 years and realizes, wow, I am more than summer and the beach and the...
And maybe she should not call herself Belly.
Wait, but isn't that her, like...
It's her nickname, but, like, come on.
What's
Belly?
Her real name?
Isabella.
That's such a nice name.
I'm going to stop you right there. What?
Yeah, I found that out.
Her Christian name is not Belly, Samaya. That's a nickname.
I found that out, like, the other day. It's okay.
That's in the show.
I've never seen the show.
No, Krishna, have you not seen... You read the books!
No, I didn't.
I thought you did, bro. You're the one who told me all that stuff about them getting married and then him cheating on her.
No, I read the last book before the other two.
I'm sorry.
Okay, wait.
That's like, oh, guys, I was reading...
Rewind.
I was reading Harry Potter, but don't worry. Voldemort gets defeated because I read the last book already.
Okay, no. Okay, let me explain. Okay, you know how year 9, all our finals were quite... Wait, you know.
Tutor classes.
Our tutors were quite different. It was all the years mixed into one.
Yeah.
And
that's so weird.
Yeah. And we had this, I think our final teacher started this thing where we grab a book from the cupboard and we start reading.
Okay.
We had a reading time.
I don't remember.
Yeah, silent reading and whatnot.
Yeah. So I didn't know what that book was. So
did
I just...
you not look at the back and see it says third book in the Summer I Turn Pretty series?
No,
she said the Summer I Turn Pretty, say less.
No, I was so lazy. I just picked up a book and I opened. I didn't really read.
Real.
Wow.
And then when I actually got bored, then I started reading and then I realized, oh my God, this is the third book.
You know what?
Now, what the hell?
You know what? Sure. At least we're here now. At least you know what happened before then, I guess. But
wow.
So, like, truly, truly what is going on with Belly. Why is she doing this?
And it's also so weird how, like, she's acting so normal about the fact that Conrad is Jeremiah's best man when she used to be, like, dating Conrad and was, like, so in love with him, and now she's just like, yeah, I'm so glad that you're my fiancé's best man. It's like, girl, did you forget?
You're like, hey, I just need to tell you something. You dated this guy.
Also, yeah. Jeremiah is so immature.
He's
okay. A child.
I don't know what he is, but I'm scared to look into his eyes and fear I might disintegrate.
Yeah.
Because why is he like...
Yeah, I don't like it, really. The thing with the pacifier made me cackle, because he's like his
pacifier.
Dad's...
Pacifier!
What? He works at his dad's company as an intern,
right?
So he's like a nepo baby.
Of
and
course.
So his dad left a pacifier on his desk to make fun of him.
Oh, yeah.
And he also called him a super senior because he had to redo his last semester to graduate, which made me giggle. I'm going to be honest with you.
And he's so much in debt.
It was so mean, but I giggled. My bad.
Like, I feel like people who don't make an effort to fix these things by themselves,
mm-hmm.
like, being a super senior, like, okay, low-key.
Embarrassing.
Embarrassing, but I get it. Some people struggle.
Yeah, I
get it.
Yeah, like, I'm struggling right now. Hopefully I'm not redoing
your
13.
But that's not because he was failing. That's because he misread an email and didn't know.
Oh.
He didn't read the full email and didn't know that he had to, like, have another course to get enough.
Oh,
like,
so it's not even that he, like, couldn't study.
No,
it's,
he just can't read.
He didn't fail his papers. He just didn't know he had to take these classes in order to pass.
Okay, well, that's just plain ignorant.
Yeah.
Seriously, Jeremiah? And, like, oh, my God, he's pissing me off.
Yeah.
Like... just the people that don't make an effort to fix their own life
mm-hmm.
and just go, I'm in debt. I need to do senior year again.
Yes. And it's like the comparison between him and like Taylor's mom because they're both like struggling financially, but Lucinda is like actively like trying to help herself, and then Jera is just like ignoring it basically.
And like, okay, I get why Jera is like irritated by Conrad when his dad mentions him, right?
Yeah. I get that too.
Yeah.
I'm a younger sister. I get that.
I get that because I'm the younger child. Like,
yeah,
we get it.
Word.
And I think you get it too.
Yeah.
We're all the younger child.
Yeah.
But, like, I also understand why Conrad is more the better one because, come on, he did med school and he worked on the side to pay his debt off.
Like, as a third-party watcher, you're not part of the family.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're not dating one of the siblings.
Yeah.
You don't have a genuine connection to any of them. It's all, like, parasocial.
Yeah.
So as somebody watching from a third-person's
perspective.
That's the one. You can see maybe there is a brother that's better than the other one.
Literally.
Because if you're in the show, you can't say that because, like, you don't know the story. But you do.
Yeah.
The viewer does,
because
the viewer has been watching. So I don't think Jeremiah has the right to be like, I hate Conrad because he's so perfect. Yeah, he's so perfect. Maybe you should try and
himself.
Do that. Yeah. Like, maybe put in an effort or something.
And I can honestly say, if it was Conrad instead of Jeremiah and they did want to get married, her mom wouldn't say anything.
True, because Conrad is maybe not a well-rounded man, but he's making an effort to be better.
And mm-hmm. he's working, and he's, like, kind of basically settled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Jeremiah can't handle his fiancée going to Paris, so...
Oh my God, I can't do it.
I hate stories like that where women choose their relationship over their career or, like, what they've wanted for, like since before they, like, started dating, like, what's this, you know,
I also hate when they... let go of their entire career. I mean, wait, that's exactly what you just said. I also hate when they let go of, like, a perfect man for their career that they half-heartedly love. So I feel like you need to really ask yourself, is this what you want? And I feel like what Belly really wanted was to go to Paris.
Yes, over and over again. She was like, I can't wait to go to Paris. Then go.
Yeah. what changed your mind? This
when she found out that Jeremiah cheated on her, she was ready to get her passport and book a flight.
And
but no.
Oh my God. Twice? What is no?
Once is you're drunk and you're heartbroken and then you realize it was a mistake and you're like so ashamed. Twice? You knew what you were doing.
This is not Ross and Rachel. Get over it.
Yeah, like, I don't condone this.
Yeah, when he was, at all. He was like, we were on a break. I was like, okay, pack it up, Ross Geller. Let's go home.
Oh,
take a nap.
God. Like, he genuinely makes me angry. Like, yeah. Every time I see anything about Jeremiah and Belly, I have to scroll so fast because I can't handle it anymore. Like, I have enough time to be worrying about other things. Yeah. I don't want to be stressed about you guys.
Yeah, I opened TikTok last night and I, like, the second video was, like, of the Samurai Turned Pretty. I just exited the app because I hadn't watched any episode. I tried to, like, just go past it and there was another one and another one. I was like, no, I'm just going to exit.
Like, at this point, Jera is becoming Jeremiah and Conrad is becoming Connie Baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every time I see him, I'm like, yeah, hey.
So, hey, what's up?
What's up? I love him. But he deserves better than Belia at this point.
Is Belly not going to choose Summer?
I don't know. I think I'd be mad at that as well. Like, I'm gonna be mad at any ending.
Okay. Oh my god.
Why am I watching this show?
That's so real.
I was swiping and I was watching
swiping
on Tinder.
Do you say swiping instead of scrolling?
Sorry.
Swiping is that way. Scrolling is that way.
Is up and down.
Okay. I have a very weird English teacher. Yeah. Don't judge me right now.
Understandable. Don't worry about it.
I've lost it with him. Okay. When I was scrolling, I saw someone manifesting, and someone wrote that Jared is no longer wearing his engagement ring.
And well, he doesn't have an engagement ring. Men get rings when they're married, bruv.
Which I think is horrible.
Which
and
is,
I don't
but
support that.
It's their wedding picture photo taken.
Oh.
Yeah, and Conrad is hiding his ring finger.
No, both of them are. In, like, the promo posters, both of them have their hands in their pockets, so you don't know who gets married.
What the flip?
I saw a whole TikTok video, like decoding every poster that was, like, published.
It's pretty real, actually.
Emma's, like, finding every bit of that evidence.
No, my TikTok page is just... It's a lot.
Gotta find out the ending before we actually watch it.
Yeah,
otherwise, Emma's not gonna watch it.
And I think Conrad was wearing the black tie and then Jer
wasn't.
The
way that Jer also had, like, a crinkled shirt for his mom's, like, funeral, like the end of, like, you know?
He doesn't know how to iron.
Where is the effort?
I'm sorry?
Creased shirt, no tie.
He doesn't know how to iron?
Yeah.
I'm making that part
up. Did you see his shirt? Crinkled.
My four-year-old cousin can iron his shirt.
I don't think he should. That's dangerous.
I know, but, like, he can.
Theoretically, a grown man like Jeremiah should be able to iron his shirt.
Exactly.
Or at least find one that's not crinkled. Like, just one that's just hanging there and
Or even take a second out to be like, hey, can you please iron my shirt? I'm going to my mother's funeral?
Yeah.
I can't.
I hate...
I'm getting so pissed.
Yeah, like... Me win men, basically.
Me win men.
Like, I'm like this, I hate love stories era.
Yeah. No, just, I don't remember the last time I watched a rom-com or a romance TV show without being like, what the frick is going on?
Yeah, I haven't seen many good, like, TV shows. I like, the, like, 2000s movies are so good, and then, like, the new ones, it's not the same.
Yeah, like, why are we excusing behavior like this? I'm sorry?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I can't.
Do you guys remember... Came out last year. Forgot what it's called.
Anyone But You?
No. It's not in English, and it's a TV show. But I... Wait, but I forgot the name of the TV show, but it's not in English.
Is it a K-drama?
No, I think it's in German.
Okay.
German.
Or...
Oh, Maxton Hall?
Yes, yes, that's the one.
Oh my god, I love that show.
Like, I'm Googling it.
I reckon you'd like it, but I'm like, wait.
It's on Prime.
Okay.
How do girls believe that overnight, or maybe in like 2 weeks, a man just completely changes his whole lifestyle? Oh, I'm not a party boy anymore. No, I don't do that. No, I broke up with my girlfriend. And then I'm like, oh, yippee. Love you. What?
No, it's... I don't understand. Okay, if you are a party boy, accept it. You don't...
No, like he was a party boy, but she...
Oh, I don't like this.
No, okay. Are you just saying that because the guys...
This seems like a Wattpad story.
Okay.
It basically is.
When Ruby unwittingly witnesses an explosive secret.
No, don't write.
The arrogant millionaire heir, James Beaufort.
Okay, he's German.
He's showing a rich, arrogant party boy, but then as soon as the girl enters, somehow you can see the other side of him.
Yeah. Which is like, okay, I get it. Kind of good.
Yeah, I get it. Like, but...
But I don't know how she believed that he's not going to be like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. People believe anything these days.
I mean, I kind of get it. Like, a lot of people have different sides to the world and different sides, of, you know, in front of your loved ones.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know. It's so hard to explain.
Yeah, but what I'm trying to say is... Okay, am I low-key spoiler because it doesn't sound like you want to watch it.
Okay, I don't want to watch this anymore.
No, okay, it looks worse right now than it will when you watch it.
But okay. It's better than it sounds.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I've been trying
to say.
The I haven't spoken English in quite some time. The words are all coming to me.
Do you take English?
I do, but I haven't been to school in 2 weeks.
Okay, yeah, yeah, okay.
Me when I lose my train of thought. basically, okay, so at the end of the season... She's like, wait, you're still weird and you still, like, care about money more than you care about me. Like,
right. Mm-hmm.
And then his dad is like, never see my son. And she's like, okay, bye.
I love that for her. What an iconic.
So she goes to, like, uni open day and all that, basically, because she does not have as much money as him and she wants a scholarship and she wants, you know, a good name. So she goes and whatnot, and he follows her there. Obviously, he does not need a scholarship. He does not even need to go to uni. But he follows her there, and she's like, bro, get out! Like, I don't want to be seeing you around these parts. and he's like, no, take me back. No, listen to me. And she's like, bro, I don't know what you want. Like, because she's basically like, you are not fully invested in this relationship. Mm-hmm. So it's okay. I'm just going to mind my business, you mind yours.
That's what Belly and Jeremiah should have done.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't.
Everything leads back to them and their stupid relationship.
Just break up, for God's sake.
Yeah, like, I'm sorry, but it's not going to work. And if it does work, somebody's unhappy.
Like, if this does work, there's going to be a divorce in 2 years.
Oh, God. Imagine being divorced at, like, 23.
Yeah, that's actually crazy work. I mean, like, yeah, I was with him, and then he cheated.
Oh, my God, she's 21?
Yeah. She's in her last year of college, bro.
Oh, she's
20. I think she's 20 and he's 21. I think that's what it is.
I don't think she knows what she wants.
No, that's why she shouldn't get married.
Yeah. No, imagine being like, oh, yeah, here's
my husband.
Yeah, here's my husband.
Oh, my God, Conrad's going to be his brother-in-law.
Here's my husband. I dated his brother, then I dated him, and then he cheated on me twice, and then he proposed without a ring in front of the hospital where my brother was in a car accident.
Oh, my God.
Can't wait to get married.
How I Met Your Father. He cheated on me, and then he proposed to me.
Yeah.
And then I said, I want to follow my dreams and go to Paris. And he said, I wish you stayed here. And I said, okay. Really?
And then I hung out with his brother instead of him while I was planning our wedding. That's what's going to... I see it. He's going to be at work and it's just going to be Conrad and Belly.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine if she, like, cheats on Jeremiah with Conrad and then Jeremiah gets mad at her? You cheated first.
I'm gonna cry.
This is still bad, but come on.
Yeah, like, it's not right in any way, shape, or form.
Wouldn't that be the second time she would be cheating on Jer for Conrad?
Whoa.
No, because I remember the second or the first season. Oh, the first season. Jeremiah and Belly are together. They kissed. And then on the last episode, Conrad and Belly kissed.
That's not the same.
But they were... Okay.
Kissing is not the same as what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It gets more serious.
I can't remember what happened in season one. I can't remember the difference between season one and season two. I'm going to be honest with you. It's all just blurred together because I watched them so long ago.
Just like a bunch of bad decisions in a few seasons mixed together.
Yeah. That's what it is.
No, but
how
then...
How could you leave me?
No, and then somebody's going to be like, oh, Belly, why didn't you marry Conrad? Literally, what are you going to say? What are you going to say? Oh, no, Jeremiah's debt was so attractive to me that I had to go that way.
Yeah.
Like, what could possibly...
If it's because he's just a good kisser. Oh my god.
Belly, there are better things in life. Like a man.
Why didn't she branch out from the family? That's my question. Like things went bad with Conrad. I wouldn't have even gone near his brother. Okay?
Like, at a point, I agree with Belly's mum.
Wait, yeah. What does Belly's mum say?
That it's all of it is ridiculous and that they're far too young and she's going to ruin her life.
Yeah, I agree fully, 100%.
Yeah,
like, don't even need to ask me twice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, so I'm about to start, like, I'm going to throw a fit. So before I do that, I reckon let's take this off air before Belly gets some serious threat sent her way.
Yeah.
Like, at some point, Conrad crying makes me cry.
And it's Belly's fault. Like, Belly, you're just a girl. I can, like, please think about it.
If you weren't in this story, maybe these two brothers would just be fine.
But it's not Belly's fault, but it also listen. It's not her fault that they don't get along, I'd say. Because even if Belly wasn't involved, Conrad is still this, achieving so many things. And Jeremiah is still in debt. You know what I mean?
I get what you mean.
They're still going to be so insanely different. But you know what? I think that's enough for today.
It's too much.
On a crash out. I finally watched those TikToks I saw last night.
Oh, yeah.
Now I've watched the episode.
Yippee.
Yay.
We're going to watch some TikToks with Emma and get more angry and more oppressed.
Yeah.
This is Sameya,
Emma,
and Krishna,
over and out.
Do you know how long it's been that we don't even have to time our over and outs anymore? We're
just
so
that good.
Damn, 5 years really does something
to
you.
Took us 5 years.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.